it hasn't been all fun and games and gardening. I went to a seminar last night, and it was put on by the Australia Institute. It brought together very clearly what has been a growing sense for me that there is something not quite working about the mining industry in terms of the economics. The mining industry is basically sending the rest of us broke in Australia. I've been asking, how will Australia earn its living if we don't sell coal? And it really turns out to be the wrong question. The more pertinent question seems to be, what is Australia doing that is actually making us money? Selling coal probably isn't making Australia money. Maybe it's actually making the things that we do that make us money no longer effective. Let's stop doing the things that don't make us money if we're trying to be in business, if they are just making people in other countries money, especially if they damage Australia and us. It might be that we are going to have to live within the income that we actually make as a nation, the income that stays in Australia, not the make-believe income that goes overseas. It turns out that a third of Australia's GDP goes straight off overseas as repatriated profits to foreign owners. A third of Australia's GDP actually never ends up in Australia. It just goes straight off to foreign owners. For example, if China buys ore from Rio Tinto, they deposit into Rio Tinto's bank account in Shanghai the payment. Only a tiny part of that money ever comes to Australia. There's a little bit comes here for local wages here, and a little bit comes here to pay the dividends to the mere 15% of shareholders who are Australian. All the rest of the money just stays in China. It doesn't ever come here. The mining industry is making obscenely huge profits, and Australia is getting very little for our valuable minerals that are being stripped out of this country. There has been a profit explosion. Say it used to cost $20 to dig up ore like coal and iron, and then they'd sell it for $40, say coal, and that would give $20 profit. Now, it still costs $20 to dig up, but it's selling for $160, giving $140 profit. No wonder mining companies are racing at breakneck speed to get licenses and to get our ore and coal dug up and shipped offshore, because they are making these obscenely huge profits, and very little of it is coming to Australia. In Australia, we're getting the consequences of what is known as Dutch disease, also known as the Gregory effect, because it was first identified by a man called Gregory, who actually is at ANU, and it's also known as the resource curse. What happens is we get a two-speed economy with the impact of our high exchange rate. Australia doesn't have an export boom. The mining industry has an export boom. The rest of our industries are having an export bust in equal magnitude to the mining boom. Does the mining industry give us jobs? No. Only 1.8% of our jobs are in the mining industry. That's less than 2 in every 100 jobs are in the mining industry. The skills shortage that gets talked about in the mining industry is only in the magnitude of several thousands. They are not here to create a workforce or communities. They're only here for the profits, for their 83% foreign owners. The royalties that they pay to Australia for the minerals and coal they dig up are very, very low. And Australians made an absolutely stupid mistake in overturning Kevin Rudd when he proposed raising mining royalties. His suggestion to raise mining royalties made absolute sense. the profits that the miners were making had gone up many, many, many fold. Australia isn't getting any more royalties. For all this money that the miners are raking out, Australia is not making very much out of mining at all. The royalties are what Australia gets from the whole mining thing. This is the price Australia charges the mining companies for them to be allowed to dig up the minerals and take them away. It's basically what we sell the minerals to them for. Very, very little. Historically, in Australia, we've thought mining companies were doing us a favour, digging up our minerals and taking them away. We've given them giant tax concessions, paid for their infrastructure, provided cheap power and water, and charged a peppercorn for the resource. How is the mining boom helping someone working for the minimum wage in the aged care sector? Well, the answer is it isn't helping them at all. The mining boom drives up inflation. The Reserve Bank raises interest rates to rein in inflation, and it does this by slowing down our part of the economy. Our part of the economy is all those businesses and industries and agriculture and tourism and education, all our local businesses, and they are all slowed down to make way for the mining bit of the economy. Australia right now is heading for a record current account deficit right in the middle of a mining boom. This is no coincidence. Mining booms do that. Can we afford mining as an industry in Australia? Or is it sending us bust? Well, you're probably thinking that sounds pretty worrying and not very good, but is there anything I can do about it? And you're probably thinking there isn't, but in fact there is a ray of hope. You will remember that when Julia Gillard was elected to Parliament, one of the very first things she had to do was get a deal with the mining industry, because they had got the government absolutely snookered. And that was something she did in her first week in government, probably when she was at her most naive. It is called the Mineral Resources Rent Tax legislation. And the really, really good news is it hasn't passed yet. It hasn't been introduced into Parliament yet. It hasn't been voted on yet. This is something that we could actually start lobbying our members of Parliament about and saying, we're very concerned about mining. We think that we should have much higher royalties, much higher resources rent taxes on mining profits in this country, so that Australians get the benefit of the mining boom, that it doesn't just go all overseas as repatriated profits, absolutely fantastic profits that these companies are getting. We want it for Australians. So there's still time, there's still hope, there's still something we can actually do about it.